grace, peace from our God, the Father, and Savior, Jesus Christ. The Word of God, to which we will pause for a moment, from the Gospel of St. John, chapter 7, verses 37, 38, and 39. In the last day, that great day of the feast, Jesus stood and cried, saying, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink. He that believeth on me, as the scripture hath said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water." But this he spoke of the Spirit, which they that believe on him would receive, for the Holy Ghost was not yet given, because that Jesus was not yet glorified. Amen. Here at the summer services in Tornio, we have heard many different parts of the Bible, and under those speeches, God has proclaimed this proclamation, this gospel, and has enlightened his word onto us. And even today, even though the sun is not shining on the outside and the rains came, it has still been refreshing, and we have been fed to be under the living Word of God. This portion of the Bible that we read, the Apostle of Love, John, explains speaks of the Jewish autumn festival that the Jews celebrated. It happens every year in September, October, and this celebration is held in remembrance when God had led his own people through the wilderness journey. Then the people of Israel lived in tents and in clay huts or huts of leaves. This is what we're speaking about today. At the same time, it was a thanksgiving for the harvest also. God was thanked for his goodness that he had shown unto his people. By giving a good harvest, sometimes abundant harvest, sometimes a weak harvest. Nevertheless, they thank God for this. This festival that the Jews celebrated was very popular, that many people came and participated in. And it was a time of happiness. the people live in different huts during this festival. Within this festival were other celebrations. And there was also a sacrifice. And one sacrifice was a drink, a certain water from a certain pond. It was a special sacrifice for this pond. Is in scripture, is familiar, for there was that man who had no helper. That who would help him. To enter the water. This was one celebration at this festival. For at these festivals, Jesus, our Savior, in the beginning, said that he is not going to this festival. And John, in his gospel, in the beginning of the 7th chapter, are the brothers of Christ, and they do not believe Christ. Later, they were able to believe and received a gift of faith. They asked Jesus, will he come to this feast of the tabernacle? Jesus said, it is not my time to come. But nevertheless, he came to the celebration. In secret. And participated in the celebration. And he told his brothers that it is good that you participate to this feast or celebration of the Jews. And this text that we read in the beginning it speaks of the last day of the 7-day celebration. And Jesus stood and spoke. Had this type of word to hit the people who would listen. With a loud voice, he cried. They did not have, and for a long time after this, it was not possible to use these microphones and speakers that we use at these services here today and in other places where we meet and are used everywhere. And it is possible that people can hear in a very wide area, big area, and are able to understand or hear what is being preached in the sermon. But during the time of Christ, they did not have these. That, for example, with his disciples, when they traveled, they used They use the waters that often when they sowed. He often kept the sermon. And people listened from the shores or even into the water. People listened to the words that Christ spoke. Christ wanted that as many as possible who were present would hear what he had to say. And with a loud voice, he cried, "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." In my own church, where I served before, there on the altar was scribed a certain chapter from the Gospel of St. Matthew was written that, "Come unto me, all who work, and I shall give unto you, I shall give to you rest." In this way, Christ wished to call people and refresh them through the Word of God and with His presence, through His presence. And now he had the same type of situation now. "If any man thirst, let him come unto me and drink." We have this summer already, we've had very many sunny and hot days here in Finland. God has given us sunshine and also the rain, as we have experienced. When it's very hot and muggy, we have to drink. We become thirsty. "Come before me and drink." This is a natural water that quenches our thirst. But Jesus wished to offer a different type of water, of drink, that if here at these summer services, who are people here listening, such a thirst. We are not speaking of water, but it is an inside thirst or inside distressed. Maybe you need help. Maybe you feel like a slave. This is what Christ wishes to proclaim here in the Holy Bible, in the New Testament. And it's written onto us of such people who were on a road, same road that Christ traveled, so they could speak with Christ speak as he passed by. Some people tried to keep these people from speaking, that do not disturb this celebration that is happening, even though they tried to keep the people on the side of the road quiet. There was that blind Nathaniel. His voice was not quieted. For with a great voice, he yelled that, "Jesus, Son of David, pardon me." And he received that help. He received that foresight and was able to see that beauty of creation that was alongside of the road. In many ways, other people, there were those type that inside they were distressed, that they need to receive the forgiveness of sins, that they had to hear a proclamation and own such a gospel that they had not owned earlier. And for this reason, he asked that he could receive his own sins forgiven and believe them forgiven. Here in this world, there are many such spiritualities and religions where they speak very nicely. And we hear this a lot. And they try to help. But this stress that a person has, how is this cared? It is not included in their speeches. Often in the morning and evening devotions, we can hear this on a radio. It is not comforting. Even though if a person speaks of comfort, but what is not offered is the living Word of God that is given from the Holy Spirit, the forgiveness of sins, where you can believe all your sins forgiven. The care at these services, if there is someone here in the tent or outside the tent, or maybe listening on a radio or even abroad, anywhere, listening perhaps to translations, it is possible for you to hear how here in Finland at these summer services God's word is preached. For unto here to the repentant all sins and travel faults are forgiven. If someone is listening, no matter any place, in a tent, outside, or on a radio, and you're following our services, you can, there where you are, you can own all your sins and all sorrows forgiven in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood. This is such a drink that the Holy Spirit makes one alive. And it says here, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. The Lord Jesus wished that these people did not wish that the people would only live for today and not think of death. And they enter the other side of life without knowing what would happen, will happen after death. For this reason, the Lord Jesus called these people to own these glad tidings, this gospel, that through the redemption work of Christ and is can be heard from man that has been made alive by Christ. There are these services in each sermon we have spoken of many times and lead people to this gospel so that they could own the most important matter, the forgiveness of sins, and receive the sins forgiven. And in this way, matters of the conscience would be cared for, and a person could live and rejoice, be happy here in this life. And the Heavenly Father shall always be good. He cares for us and carries us. And now, in the midst of our celebration, maybe someone who has come from far away, who has come here and listening perhaps with their own language, these foreigners can hear the goodness of God, the gospel, he who believes upon Christ. Jesus said that within him shall flow living waters. This living water here in the Gospel of St. John in the 4th chapter comes also forth, where Jesus is traveling through Samaria, and comes to the city which was an area of land that Jacob had given unto son, and Jacob's well was there. And Christ rested by the well, and it was the most hottest part of the day. A Samaritan woman came to the well And on such a hot day, at midday, the lady thought she would not meet anybody else at the well, that she could be in peace and take water and bring water into her home. A conversation takes place between this woman of Samaria and Christ. Jesus asks that this woman would give him water. But this woman of Samaria thought this was different than how you, as a Jew, you would ask me, a Samaritan, a drink, and you have no dish or pail where you can drink from. In this conversation, it comes forth that the other did not understand what Christ is offering unto her. Jesus said, "But whosoever drinketh of the water that I shall give him shall never thirst, but the water that I shall give him shall be in him a well of water springing up into everlasting life." And this woman asks of this from Jesus so she could receive. So I would not have to come here to get water from here. And Jesus offers this water, this living water that he could give. And this woman, whose life was very broken, as Jesus said, that you have had five men, and a man whom you now have is not your real man. This woman was able to own that living water that the Lord Jesus preached unto her. The Holy Spirit makes this living unto one who receives it. He who believes upon me out of his belly shall flow rivers of living water. Jesus meant of that speaks of that spirit that those that believe would receive, for the spirit was not yet given, for Jesus was not yet glorified. This Holy Spirit of God is that spirit. Is God in a third person, Father, Son, and Holy Ghost. And this time of the Holy Spirit is that time we are living today. God in his Holy Spirit is in our midst. Jesus Christ is here close to us and is speaking through those words of God onto us, that proclamation that we need when we sit here in a tent, or those outside there, we can hear this sermon. No matter where you're listening, it stops them for a moment, and it has happened that someone in a far country has come here to Finland. Where is that group where they give sins forgiven, and they have been led to believe in people? And also, for instance, Oulu, where there's living Christianity. Where they found believers. They were led there. And they received from there what their hearts desired. The Holy Spirit is with his people. Every child of God, young, someone who's working, old, no matter what the age, who believes upon the merits of Jesus Christ, who believes that their sins are forgiven, they can be of good cheer or comfort. And be traveling with the Holy Spirit. And then this person wishes to be with other believers and listen to the Word of God with them and receive that refreshment, which is offered through the Word of God, enlightened by the Holy Spirit. This gospel, even now, brother and sister, you can be comforted in this and believe in Jesus' name and precious atonement blood, all your sins and travel faults forgiven. We sang a moment ago of him that I know a beautiful flower. It gives me joy. God's word is such a flower that gives joy. And the next hymn that we sing will remind us that such a person has not cared for his matters of the soul. They must find such a road which leads into heaven. For the world cannot become too important unto us, for we are traveling towards the land of Cana. And there are many other good verses. We have sang these, but now perhaps we can find new singers when people receive the grace of repentance and someone is able to own the Lord Jesus as his personal Savior and becomes alive through the gospel. and saying a proclamation of our next hymn leads one into heaven, and amongst or that road that travels with God's children, each one of us must face death. It is very personal, and it comes before us. But God, our relatives, friends, will also gather away, and also reminds us how each one of us, it is good to take care of our soul in such a way that the work, redemption work of Christ, would be personal and would be part of us personally. There are people in a prophet, Jeremiah says that his people has made sin two times. They have forsaken the living waters from the living fountain. They've had broken containers that held no water. Such spiritual water even during the time of Jeremiah in the Old Testament. People were sought comfort from such water that did not help them. But these living waters that we speak of here in these portions of the Bible and many other parts of the Bible, it brings forth, for instance, come ye all who thirst, come before the water. You who have no money, come eat, buy and eat. Eat without money, eat without price, wine and milk. In this way, the prophet Jeremiah reminds us, even connecting to this text, even now, you can believe today of tomorrow, we do not know. But even those days, if we have the desire of the heart to believe and be and travel with the children of God, we can or receive that power that is in the power of the gospel. For the gospel is the power of God. I would also wish to ask that if I could own this gospel, that can I, dear brothers and sisters, believe today my own sins and faults and lackings forgiven. I wish to believe. Let us remain under God's word, comfort of God's word. Amen.